Yes, as we've been talking about, the Columbia War will erupt soon enough. There's no question about it. With students now holding Hamilton Hall in Columbia, having broken windows, barricaded themselves inside, and held a hostage briefly, yeah, the amount of crimes being committed now have escalated into multiple felonies, right? Columbia suspending protesters, apparently having no effect whatsoever, none. Dozens of students remain on campus. They've taken over a building on campus. Suspending these students, meaningless. They've shrugged at it. Meh. What about Eric Adams, the mayor of New York City? What about Governor Hochul? Where are these people? Weak leadership leads to violence. You've seen Ukraine. You've seen Gaza. Weak leadership leads to violence. And war will erupt soon enough at Columbia. And the same battles will be happening all over America, but some states like Texas and Florida not dealing with it, nor Georgia. Campuses in those states are being cleared with military precision. And the terrorists in training are being dragged away, some in handcuffs, while others just cower and run. University of Florida says, we're not running a daycare here. That's the official word from the University of Florida. Congratulations to the Gators for getting it right. But in California, it's still open season on those that dare to be students and dare to be Jewish at the same time, even when all they want to do is get to class. All they want to do is get to class. Thugs refuse to let a UCLA student enter campus. Why? Because he has a Star of David pendant and, of course, is Jewish, so they openly harass him and block him from accessing his class. Listen to this.
You guys have closed the entrance. We are UCLA students. I have my ID right here. I'm being blocked off, not by the security guard, but by you two. You three. Oh, look, they're making their burger while I'm going this way. Excuse me. This is what they do. Everybody, look at this. Look at this. I'm a UCLA student. I deserve to go here. We pay tuition. This is our school. And they're not letting me walk in. My class is over there. I want to use that entrance. Why can't they go? Will you let me go in? This could be over in a second. Just let me and my friends go in to class.
We're not engaging.
Then you can move. Will you move?
We're not engaging.
Okay, we're going. We're going. I'm going in. I have my hands up. I'm not hurting them.
Yeah, we're not engaging, they keep saying. But every place he tries to go, they move and block him, move and block him, move and block him. He just wants to go to class. He paid money. Where are the UCLA security guards? Well, there's one standing right there doing absolutely nothing. Which, by the way, brings me to this important topic of the rise of anti-Semitism that's claimed by so many. You hear about it on the nightly news. The spread of racism right out in the open when it comes to Jewish people here and throughout the Western world, actually. Kissin Constantine lays waste to the entire idea there's any rise in anti-Semitism, here or anywhere else. Pay close attention because you're probably going to learn something. Listen.
How do we combat the kind of hate that is being seen sometimes for the first time in Western civilizations now?
You can't. If you import people who hate Jews, you're going to have people who hate Jews. Am I wrong? So, if that's what you're doing, then that's what will happen. You can't fight it. People keep saying, oh, the rise in anti... There's no rise in anti-Semitism. There's no rise in anti-Semitism. You just found out that you had lots of anti-Semitic people in your society who've been anti-Semitic this entire time. There's no rise. So I don't understand what people are talking about when they say, oh, we're going to fight anti-Semitism. The only way to fight anti-Semitism is to destroy identity politics and the progressive project.
Destroy identity politics and the progressive project. That's how you get rid of anti-Semitism. But I want to go back to what he first said. If you import people who hate Jews, then you have people who hate Jews. If you openly import these people, as has happened in the UK and Ireland and France and the United States and the Western world, if you import people from countries that hate Jews, then you're going to have people that hate Jews. There's no rise in anti-Semitism. It's a great argument, by the way, that I think he is spot on about. People that have hated Jews for centuries still do. And there are others that hold different views about the activists on campus that put them at odds with the vile message of racism, by the way, They do not have a monopoly on the message. Time to set liberal hair on fire, shall we? Here's another take from a college kid on pro-terrorist children on campuses. Here it is.
Okay, the amount of annoying videos I see on a daily basis, the pro-Palestine people are actually worse than the BLM people were, which I didn't even know that was possible. Whatever you think you're doing for your cause, you're hurting it a million times more. And if you're so fond of a place, I suggest you leave America and you go there and you fight for that thing that you believe so strongly about. It has no place here anymore. I'm frankly very over it. This is a subject I don't even like and I don't even talk about because I don't agree with a lot of shit on both sides. But these people are like actually the worst. America's so bad. On your little college campus, your parents paid for. The worst. Oh, and ready for this. This is a kicker. You're not going to like this one. You know who's not blocking airports? You know who's not blocking me from getting inside a coffee shop? My Jewish friends, because they're all at work making money. Because they're smart.
Because they're smart. They're not wasting everybody's time. That's just one voice of reason in an ocean of ignorance. I cannot tell you how long until there is a massive outbreak of violence at Columbia, but it's close. Or maybe some of the other colleges and universities that are currently placating the juvenile delinquents that support Hamas, Hezbollah, and the terrorists. But I can guarantee you this. It is coming. It's going to trigger more violence around the country, and you have to consider that the likely possibility is that some of the millions of illegal aliens that flooded into America over our wide-open southern border will join the fight and up the ante. After all, this is a foundational fight and a foundational attack on America that will make 9/11 look like a dress rehearsal. In fact, it could be several attacks that could paralyze the country in fear and be the impetus for martial law all over America. Yeah, I just cannot put that one past the people pulling the strings of the most unpopular president ever. Whatever it takes to cling to power, they're willing to do it in the name of democracy. In the name of democracy. What a joke. I'll be back.